Hello and welcome to Funny Business. Al Bradford, welcome to your back room in the studio. We're up and about. It's a bit of a dreary old day. Rain's been out, but we're up early this morning. We had our coffee catch-up, which is yesterday if the people are listening on the day that came out. But it could be whatever day if you listen to it later.
Yeah, this is evergreen content, baby. So you can come back, you can listen. But we were 10 minutes early today, so that was good. Last time we were half an hour late, which wasn't too good because we're both punctual people and we're still annoyed at ourselves for letting that happen, you know. But this catch-up was great. Felt in control.
Hey,
you know?
Before we get into any more of that, we're going to get a special little insight. Teaser? A bit of a teaser, a bit of a tip. You're going to read something out, then we're going to riff because that's how we do it here at Funny Business.
All right. Well, you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Listener, are you ready? Did you know hemp is one of the most versatile plants on the planet? Not only can it be used to create textiles and construction materials, but it also has a rich history in sustainability.
Well, we do love hemp. Funny story.
That's a fact. That's a straight up fact.
Lock and I went up to the Hemp Health and Innovation Expo back in 2019 to suss out what was going on in this space. And we've got some exciting news. Can't share too much just yet, but we're going to be dropping a bit more info over the next few weeks and hopefully make a bit of an announcement of some cool stuff that's going on in this space and some people that we're working with.
Yeah, look at that. We're good at teasing information. I'll give us that. Like, honestly, 5 stars, well done. But follow along because interesting stuff and I'll have more facts for you next week.
Well, I like when you read out facts. It's like, I'm glad you didn't stutter your way through it, but it's good.
Normally, I'm really bad at talking and reading and combining those two things. I feel like sometimes I used to be smarter, more coherent.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You're getting worse and worse.
Eloquent. Am I aging poorly?
Just in every facet of my life.
Do you look at me sometimes and go, ooh, at least I'm not that?
Nah, it's all right because if I'm next to you, hopefully there's a bit of that juxtaposition, you know?
That's like having the ugly friend. You know? It's just like, hey, I'm going to pick up for sure because
we're both looking a bit long in the tooth, but if I just stand next to you, hopefully that helps.
Do you think we look old or young now? You've got grayer hair and I've probably just not in the best shape of my life. And I just feel like sometimes I look in the mirror and think, man, if I just ate more celery and done more push-ups.
You keep saying that on all the pods and that. You said that on one that comes out next week, I think. Yeah. And I just think, you can't just keep talking about when you get healthy. You've been saying it for 4 years
now.
When
I get healthy. I feel like I am healthy, though, in my own little way.
Is that
if
right?
If I've been getting used to processed food for like 32 years, if I've just been eating that sort of stuff, my body can take anything.
It's a temple.
Your body is not a temple. I feel like I've treated it a bit like a junkyard. But I feel like it's used to that stuff. So when bad things happen, it's
what
just
do you reckon
like,
your biological age is? You know how people get that test done and they can see what age there is?
I reckon we might live, like our generation might live till 100, like majority
based
of people.
Based on my
I feel like I'm going to have an average life of like our parents and the ones before that. I'm probably going to go to 80 if I'm lucky.
If you're lucky, yeah.
But other people, you're probably going to live till 120, I reckon.
No way.
Because you're going to get all the shots in that.
Nah.
You don't reckon you'd do that?
I don't think I've got that in me.
You're going to hit up super young with Nick Bell and Tristan
Sturzen. Well, they're saying like Matilda, like she could live to 120, 130 with
Do you
health.
Want to live that long? Like I don't want to be 80 plus for another 50 years or anything, you know? Yeah. Like I want to feel like 22.
Yeah, not 32.
For like 50 years.
Can I go backwards? Can you rewind it? But hey, we had our coffee catch-up at Co & Co. Down in the community in Cremorne and we got there on time.
We
as
saw
you
them
said.
All coming off the train and it was like, this is honestly like the zoo. Everyone's going to their work.
It was woke little hipsters walking around everywhere going to get to their jobs, hustling little
don't
creatives.
Bang it, bro. We fit in. You're wearing the flanny. Honestly, you dressed up for today and you're saying now that the flannelette is neat casual.
I'm saying it's neat casual. It's back.
Yeah.
I'm saying you can get away with it.
You rated your kit today and I like it. What did Reese call you? A hipster?
He called me a hipster. I was like,
didn't like that. I saw your face sort of break.
I'm not really a hipster, but that's okay.
But it was a good day because we had our partners there. Business partners and some people who we haven't met yet in person. So that was cool to put a face to a name and see people in person. And
we've got another one coming. So that's the second one we've run for the year. Both been at Co & Co in Cremorne. We've got another one we'll run probably end of next month ish, is what
my
we're
birthday's
thinking.
May 30, so maybe lock
the birthday bash.
Birthday bash.
The birthday bash.
So then I'll force people to come because it's like that. My present is your present.
I do like low key things like that. Like if people got time to grab a coffee, it's not too much.
2 days' notice.
Yeah.
Just let's not make
maybe a little bit
a
more
thing.
Notice would be nice though.
You reckon? A week.
A week would be nice.
You reckon?
Yeah, and like 2 days probably like some people
is that too cool?
Too cool, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you how to do your job, but sometimes maybe a little bit too cool.
Look,
for
I appreciate your feedback. You know I take that shit on board, so I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah.
But it was a good time. I mean, Co & Co is always a great place to catch up because they got the basketball hoop and you took one video for the day and it was me just swooping one in. So
I don't think you really got many in besides that.
No, I didn't, to be honest, but it looked good, didn't it?
Your sporting skills, how do you rate your basketball
No, good. My technique, as you saw, was just shocking. I feel like I'm pretty good. I'm pretty skillful at footy.
Can we give the listeners a little update on your golf scores? Because there's been a, we've got a group chat going on.
Trending in the wrong direction. I admit that.
Yeah, no, but what's going on there?
I just feel like, you know, we've spoken about this. I'm playing better shots. It's just I could play a safe game and get a lower score, but I'm sort of chasing the glory at the moment. But I want to practice hard things.
You're trying to get better.
I'm trying to get better. But I said next round I play, I'm probably going to just try and get the lower score. I might tee off with the putter on par fives and just never really have a crack. But nah, golf's very frustrating because I feel like I've had some good scores and then I've gone the other way and confidence just goes. And then it's hard putting all things together.
Yeah,
it's like life. You know, there's all these different aspects of life. How do you put them together?
People who pretend they've got their life together, they're serial killers behind closed doors.
Do you reckon there's any people out there who have their life 100% sorted where they got real no worries and stuff? Or do you think people then start inventing different worries? Because
I think everyone's got worries, mate.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think everyone's got a hard life in their own way.
Everyone's got problems, especially us. This week we had Gail, the co-founder of Upstate, on for the second time of the podcast. If you haven't listened to her episode, go and check it out. Doing amazing things in the fitness space, breaking the mold, taking things a different approach. One thing we did cover in that episode, which I really liked this topic of conversation, was scaling fitness franchises without doing the franchise model. Scaling fitness locations without a franchise model.
Yeah.
So a lot of
the corporate route.
Yeah, so it's like I think that what we found really interesting was most of these ones like that you see like F45 and others that we've had on the podcast, people that we've sort of launched different
strong.
Things. Strong.
Yeah.
Not that they haven't had success, but they work as a different business model, To see her scale Upstate and the brand they've been able to create, but the different challenges they have doing it this way, really interesting.
Well, especially women, creating pathways for women. They've got a lot of things to think about. I know having kids and stuff like that, like as a man, yes, we do that, but women carry the baby and it's different. There's different needs and stuff. And like if women want to try and make it out of whatever they want to do, sometimes they can be held back. Perms.
That's crazy. I just, like, you don't really think of that. Like the fitness industry is so massive, but it's all contract staff. It's all people on these short-term engagements or working through themselves and breaking the mold of hiring perms and building her team and investing back in her people.
That's legacy.
I love it.
That's the difference between fast food and just like a wholesome home cooked meal.
Wholesome home.
Are you struggling at the moment?
I want to have a really big cough, but I also don't
just have a cough. Let's hear it.
No, go on.
Just go. Do it as hard as you can.
All right. Talking about people who might not have a happy workplace. 3 in 5 Australian white collar workers are rage applying for new jobs. This one comes from Dan Holmes, Smart Company. 3 in 5 Australian white-collar workers have rage applied for a new job since the beginning of the year. Rage applying is the practice of applying for a new job as retaliation for a bad day at work. The findings come from a survey of more than 2,000 Australian professionals conducted by recruitment company Robert Walters. The same survey has been conducted in other countries, with Canada, US and South Africa, all reporting over 60%. More than half, 65% of Australian respondents said toxic workplace culture had driven their decision to apply for a new job. A fifth of workers blame poor work-life balance followed by an unmanageable workload. Just 3% said that a disagreement with management led to them rage applying at the last 6 months. So if you don't like your work culture, that's why people are leaving.
They're letting it bubble up. I feel like they're just waiting for something bad to happen and then it all explodes. But I feel like that happens to us all at some point in life where you had a shocker and you're like, I wonder what else is out there. You know, maybe I won't go, like, I'm not going all in. But I might just update the resume and just see what's about, because when you do have bad days, it's easy to go down that path. But I feel like it's hard to just stick with something and trust the plan.
Just put a fishing line in the water. Is that what you're saying? Just test the waters, see if there's any nibbles out there.
To be honest, I don't know. I don't even know anymore. I don't know what to do. I've got no good information for
it. I think it's harsh that there's a lot of these ones now where people expect so much from workplaces. Mm. So I do think that harsh that the company's still, we've been saying it for the last 4 years, if you don't think about your culture of your workplace, you're dumb.
Yeah,
you know, fix that up. We've been saying that for day one. But again, I think that now there's a level of entitlement, especially for white-collar workers, of what they think they should get or what
entitlement. Is that what
entitlement you're trying to say? And expectations of how they think they should go about it. And I think it's a tricky thing of sometimes you might need to work through the hard and help get the culture to the other end, be part of the change versus expecting someone else to, you know, clean the floors up to make it better for you.
Just move on. Yeah, there's some lessons to be learned in sticking things out. But if it is toxic and, like, say if bullying's happening or you don't feel safe, I feel like definitely apply for something. Oh, yeah,
all that sort of stuff for sure. But, hey, I had in my notes for this, I thought I had a nice little rhyme. So I had rage applying and Kelly Slater retiring.
I don't even know if that rhymes.
It feels like it does. Well, this is a big thing in my family especially is that...
your daddy cried. You and your daddy actually called each other and cried, didn't they?
11-time world champion Kelly Slater, who's 52 years old, has been on the world tour, world surfing tour
ever
for...
Since we were born, really.
I think his first year on tour was 1991.
Yeah, that's when we were born.
Yeah. So he's had 30 years of professional... 32 years of being a professional athlete. At
all
the
our
highest
lives we've
level.
Known him as a competitor.
As a competitor, and all these people are sharing this stuff, and he didn't make the cut this year, so which is I find an interesting way for you don't always see the best people of all time go
he
out.
He went until he couldn't go. It's like a car with no petrol anymore. He can't go, but he's trying. I love that.
He competed until they had to force him off.
Do you like that?
I do a little bit. At the start I was like,
he's
don't know.
He's a beast, bro. That's why he's number one for so many when you think of surfing, you think of Kelly Slater, don't you?
I thought a little bit like I didn't like that he was doing it like that. Yeah. But I also liked the fact that he wanted to go out on his terms. If he wasn't good enough anymore, he just wouldn't make it.
And I think he can live with that. Knowing that, hey, if I had another year or two,
I might have.
He knew that he's like, he'd rather suck at the end to give things a crack.
I think it's pretty cool.
I can respect that. Looking back, bit more mature lens. Why don't Kelly?
It's pretty, and you got to see the last heat. You went to Bell's Beach at Bell's Beach. You got to watch him at Bell's Beach when he was here maybe a month ago.
Yeah.
Last Crazy ever time at that. Bell's Beach, you were there.
Crazy to think that. He replied to one of my Instagram comments once when I made fun of him for blaming an injury for his poor performance. Yeah. Like, this was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And he come back to me and he's just like, nah, people think it's excuses, but I had a broken foot and one in pipe. And I was like, bro, I don't know. Like, you don't have to fucking...
You're an online troll, are you?
I know, but it was like a funny moment. But there was another time when we were at Bell's Beach or whatever and we were standing outside his car park just like watching it because it's at the top.
Yeah.
Had no idea it was... We just sort of rocked up and then he sort of got out the car. It's like, this is crazy. Like, he's a dead set icon, isn't he?
Yeah, you look like him too.
When I was going bald, I actually did think of him because I'm like...
Bald icons.
Well, honestly, people don't talk about that. Bald people don't talk about that. But you're always Googling who are some sexy bald men, and Kelly Slater, number one on that list. He was dating Pamela Anderson at one point.
He's had a bunch of them in the thing, but he's going to be a dad for the second time. He's had a...
Second time asterisk, you reckon? You reckon there's a few more popping around?
He's got a nearly 30-year-old. He's having a kid of 52.
I reckon he's got about 52 kids.
That's you reckon they're hiding away somewhere?
I just think like he goes to all the cool places and he does his thing and...
Pretty amazing, dude. I feel like he's pretty outspoken on some different health stuff. But again, I feel like someone who is competing so at such an age like that, I think he's allowed to talk about certain things with health because he's healthy.
He's a specimen.
He's
the Michael Jordan of surfing.
Yeah, but Michael Jordan let himself go. By the time Michael Jordan was 50, he looked a bit sloppy. And Kelly looks like...
He's still competing. But I feel like naturally, though, like in terms of his natural physique...
He'll have more events. He'll surf more events.
He'll be wild card entries next year.
Yeah.
Which will be sick.
I saw some of the commentary saying that he might go and do the Challenger Series.
Oh, really?
So anyone who gets kicked off the tour gets an automatic entry to the Challenger Series, which is a series of four events where the top 10 get back on tour.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And they're the first ones at Snapper
in
Queensland. So I heard that he might go and do that.
And try and get back on tour.
Who knows?
So is he retiring or not?
Yeah, but he's retired multiple times before.
That's what I'm saying. Like he said it in the interview. He's like, yeah, that's kind of it. Like he's the king of marketing. I'll give him that.
Yeah, he loves
it. Is it done though? Because I saw Mick Fanning do the post.
Yeah, no, because he's officially off the tour.
He didn't make it.
He didn't make it.
Yeah.
So he'd have to fight his way back through the qualifying series against 15-year-olds.
He's got the brand Outer Known too, doesn't he? Does he still do that?
He's got heaps of brands.
What's Julian Wilson doing now?
Yeah, just a little side.
He needs to shave his head.
Riviera Projects.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But I feel like they wouldn't be short of opportunities. I feel like Kelly Slater could do whatever he wants. Hopefully he comes back to Torquay.
Kelly owns all of his brands that he's sponsored by are his own brands. He's got Firewire surfboards.
Yeah.
He's got Outer Known.
Is that why he's not going too well on it? Maybe he didn't need to Hurley or something, huh?
No, all his brands are Fire, bro.
Who else uses his stuff?
There's heaps of surfers on the tour that ride they ride Kelly boards.
Kelly boards.
Well, they're Firewire, but they're not. They're his brand. So
how cool was it when we had Geordie Smith on the pod and then he was designing boards with his dad and stuff?
That was cool.
That was cool. Like, I feel like if you're designing your own boards and that would be fun.
It's pretty special. Well, hey, next month when we have our coffee catch up, Locke will give more than 2 days' notice. And if you're in Melbourne, down near the community, you're one of those hipsters that walk around off the train, got your backpack slung over one shoulder, walking around, got your nice outfit picked for the day, looking really good. You've had about an hour and a half in the mirror before you go to work.
Come see us.
Come say hi,
yeah.
Enjoy yourself.
See ya.